One of the marvelous things by learning Chumash with Rambam is that he opened your eyes not only to the pasuk by pasuk zoomed in perspective that Rashi gives you, but also the zoomed out looking at the Sefer as a whole. Rambam is, as far as I know, the first Rishon, certainly the first major Rishon, to have Hakdamos to the Svarim in his Pirush on Chumash. He has Hakdama to Bereishis, Hakdama to Shmos. What's Bereishis about? What's Vayikra about? What's Bamidbar about? And that colors the way he handles particular parshios, and it gives us a different type of perspective. And in talking about what is Chumash Shmos about, he points out that in Yisro and Mishpatim, this week said, next week said, we're in a sort of funny place. Because if you try to figure out what is Shmos about, Sefer Shmos, probably you'd say, Golos Geula. And the Ramban points out that doesn't get you very far. That gets you through Shmos Vayirabo, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, B'shalach also, the Hemshech Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shvi Shal Pesach, that's when the political disconnect from the Mitzrayim was made permanent, with the elimination of the might, the military might of the Egyptians. Even Yisro Mishpatim, Matan Torah, so he'll say, okay, that's the purpose of the political freedom. The purpose of Yisro Mishpatim was to lead to enable us to have the spiritual chayrus. So we see that as that hangs together from Shmos to Mishpatim, hangs together as a coherent story, trajectory of Galus and Geula. The Rabban is very bothered in more than one place in his Birush. What's with the second half of Chumash Shmos? Truma Tetzava, Yaakov Pikude, Mishkan, that seems to belong more, I thought, Geula. We're done with Geula. That should have been the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. There the Rambam organizes. When Rambam organizes Halachas of Kachim, he opens Sefer Avodah with Beis HaBechira. Klei HaMikdash HaOvdimo. He opens with how you build the Beis HaMikdash, Bigdei Kahuna, all the material in Truma Tetzava, Yaakov Pikude, then he gets to how you bring Karbanos, which is Vayikra Tzav Shmini. Rambam wonders, what's the second half of Shmos doing in Shmos? He develops an idea, give you a kernel, a nugget. There's a lot, if you're intrigued, there's a lot Ramban has to write about. You can take a look at Ramban's Hakdama to Shmos and later in the Sefer. See, he says it's all the story of Golos and Geula. Geula is not completed when they leave Mitzrayim geographically. Geula is not completed when they militarily cut ties. Now they know they're politically safe. The Mitzri army is eliminated. Geula isn't even completed as Ma'amar Har Sinai, because he says Geula is to return to the level you had been. He says Ma'amar Har Sinai was gevaldik. It was very intense, and it was temporary. The Meshoch HaYovel, the Torah says, Hemial Vahar. There was incredible Kedusha Har Sinai as long as Ma'amar Har Sinai was going on, but then it was gone. Nowadays, if you could identify where Har Sinai is, there is no Isra whatsoever to walk in Har Sinai. There's no Kedusha to Har Sinai. So Rabban says the purpose of Mishkan was not, according to the Rabban, others disagree, was not to be a place to bring Karbanos. Memela also, once you have the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, you bring Karbanos there as well. He says, what was the point of the Mishkan? V'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'zochem. To create a place where Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael can have a permanent relationship. Har Sinai was remarkable, intense, and temporary. But that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is we're going to have a, Klal Yisrael are going to build a mikdash, we're going to build a mishkan that will enable continuing the Sinai experience permanently. And that's what Rabban says. That's why you see Truma Tetzava Vayakul Pikudei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu how to make a mishkan, how to make Bigdei Kahuna, and then Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Klal Yisrael, and then you watch Klal Yisrael actually construct and fabricate. And then you're still not done, because the last couple of psukim, after all the work is done, is you see it actually works. Everything is put together, the mishkan is put together, it works when there's actually hashra'as hashchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, moves in, and now there's a Sinai is made permanent, and at that point we've reached Geula. At that point we're back to, as Ramban says, the Madrega, the Avos and Eretz Yisrael, Soda Elaka Aleha Aleihem, there's this permanent relationship within the home, and at that point there's the trajectory is completed, and there ends. There the curtain falls on Chumash Shmos. And that's a very important concept. It's important in terms of learning Chumash and putting the pieces together. And in terms of practical hashkafa and planning ongoing growth, that is an absolutely critical perspective. There are intense experiences in one's life. There are times of great growth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects that that's not the end of the story. That's the beginning of the story. But life is meant to be an ongoing upward spiral, building from one ambition to another ambition, building from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, continuing to push forward, continuing to grow. Rambam famously tells us, first back in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a Jew to be dynamically learning, dynamically, ambitiously growing, from year to year, from decade to decade. Not only do you want to be a bigger Talmud Chacham when you're 19 than when you were 16, but a Jew expects us to be bigger Talmud Chacham when we're 29 than we're 19, bigger Talmud Chacham when we're 69 than we're 49. Now, it does not necessarily mean to be in yeshiva until you're 69, but certainly to have that, regardless of whatever you end up doing professionally, to be dynamically growing, pushing, dreaming of how I'm going to continue to move forward, continue to grow, continue to learn. And soon at this point in your life, continuing an upward spiral from yeshiva to yeshiva, continuing to grow upwards, continuing to move forwards.